The little brute, you know, didn't bark or wriggle or make the slightest sign of vitality. It kept quite stiffly in an attitude of somnolent repose, and Gibbon held it by the neck. It was like running about with a dog of wood. "Gibbon," I cried, "put it down." Then I said something else. "If you run like that, Gibbon," I cried, "you'll set your clothes on fire. Your linen trousers are going brown as it is." He clapped his hand on his thigh and stood hesitating on the verge. "Gibbon," I cried, coming up, "put it down. The heat is too much. It's our running so. 2 or 3 miles a second. Friction of the air." "What?" he said, glancing at the dog.